Right now in the studio, Clem Martin is here. He's the president of Christ the King Jesuit College Prep. And during the news, of course, we were listening to Kim, but then we were also talking about all the old Jesuits we know. Welcome, Clem.
Thanks for having me today.
So I'm a Jesuit-educated Marquette, and you are Holy Cross?
Yes, as well as a degree from Loyola University here in Chicago as well.
And so now you're leading Christ the King, which is a Jesuit College Prep as well.
Yeah, we're out on the west side in the Austin community serving about 350 kids.
Tell me about the school. I mean, one of the things that jumps out right away is the fact that 100% of your graduates get accepted into college.
Yeah, we have a great college prep program. We serve kids predominantly from the west side, from under-resourced communities of Austin, East and West Garfield Park, and North Lawndale. And we have a great college counselor, Dan Zundel, is responsible for a lot of that work and making sure kids have access to higher education and four-year schools.
You're dealing with kids who might not have had a lot of opportunities before they got to Christ the King, right? Does it make it more challenging?
I think it is challenging, but our kids have a transformational opportunity in our corporate work study program, so they get to experience life in the business world and kind of see what comes through hard work and education.
Clem is here because he's our Wintrust community leader on this Tuesday afternoon. Tell me about that work study program.
So our work study program allows kids to go to a Jesuit college prep school. Kind of they go to work 5 days a month, and through their work, they are able to afford, they earn their tuition to go to Christ the King.
So is there like a day that they would have been in classes and instead they're going into a professional workplace?
Sure. So if you're a senior, instead of going to school on Tuesday, you come in, you check in at school, and you go off to work, and you work a full day at a different company. Wintrust is one of our companies that's a great partner.
Yeah. But we're not talking about working at a hot dog stand, though. These are career-driven jobs.
Yeah, they're an access into what it's like in corporate America. And so they're doing kind of pre-professional skills in a white-collar world and kind of learning what's out there in terms of opportunity. They're working in banks, they're working in law firms, they're working in hospitals, a variety of different jobs across industries.
And the trade-off is they're being paid then, and that money is helping to pay for their schooling.
Yeah, and the model was set up that way, and that definitely provides the funding for their education. But what we learned over the years is it's really a bridge to opportunity. For someone who's never been to college and has nobody in their family that's been to college, everyone tells them, you know, go to college, but people don't understand what's at the back end of that. And our work-study program gives kids a glimpse into the world of finance, the world of banking, and shows them opportunities that are available through hard work and education.
You know, that is such an obvious thing you just said that I think that I lose track of or people don't realize. You know, because it's in our experience doesn't mean that it's in someone else's experience and that it's sometimes hard to relate to. I mean, even with my own kids getting a job or taking it, you know, we know what it's like to get a summer job, but if they've never done it before, they don't. And so you need an introduction that way, and I think that's kind of what we're talking about.
Yeah, for a lot of our families, the Austin community has high unemployment, and so a lot of our families struggle to find work. And so a lot of our students don't have that experience of someone sitting around their dinner table explaining their day at a job and a day in an office.
That was a lousy day at work today.
Yeah, right. So I think this is a great opportunity for our kids to come downtown. Many of our kids, before coming to Christ the King, have never been downtown, haven't ridden on an elevator, a lot of different experiences.
That's true. A lot of them had not been downtown.
So poverty isolates, and so if you're on the west side, at times having access to other communities and the issue of violence and safety in the community is real, and so kids struggle to kind of get from place A to place B at times. And so Christ the King provides that transportation, so the kids check in at school before going downtown, and we bring them downtown.
I was asking you off the air about what one of your challenges is identifying these jobs.
Yeah, and so as our school's grown in enrollment over the past couple years, we're looking for additional opportunities for our kids. We're looking for new corporate sponsors. For every four kids we add, we need another job for those students. We promise them an experience, and we need companies throughout Chicago to kind of step up and partner with us and give kids access to opportunities.
And that's part of what we're talking about, too, right? You know, it's not just X's and O's or algebra and history. It's the work experience and then the community service. It's all one package at Christ the King.
Yeah, and when the kids go to work, they meet great people who have gone to college and mentor them and help them navigate kind of that world and that application process. So it's more than just the job experience there. It's the relationship building social capital while they're downtown as well.
Now, this school opened, what, in 2008?
Yep, so we're year 11 right now.
That's interesting because, you know, you think of a lot of Catholic schools having been around forever, not being sort of a startup. Does that impact the way you run things? Is it sort of established and it's not so much of an issue?
The original Cristo Rey model school opened 23 years ago in Pilsen and kind of set the standard for kind of for the schools that followed. So I think having an example to follow that was set years before us is helpful. But it's still, you go through some growing pains as you get off the ground and get things going.
What's the favorite part of your job?
It's interacting with kids. I have fun. I grew up playing sports and basketball, and I'm working out of high school. We have a lot of talented athletes, and so I always enjoy going in the gym after school, see kids playing volleyball, kids playing basketball. We started a football program 2 years ago, which has excited the whole school community and our band and everybody else associated with that.
You're here is because you're a Wintrust community leader, so you mentioned you partner with them in some of the jobs for the kids, but how else does Wintrust help you?
I think they're more than a job partner. I think Ed Wehmer kind of set the standard in terms of corporate social responsibility. There's three Cristo Rey schools in the Chicagoland area, and they provide 8 jobs for our kids. So 32 students are provided opportunities through Wintrust across the Cristo Rey schools here in the area. And when you go to a basketball game or you go to a softball game, I wouldn't be surprised if there's somebody from Wintrust who works with our students at those games supporting our kids. They do a tremendous job kind of and just are the whole package and they kind of walk the walk in terms of community relationships and being a great partner.
Clem Martin, the president of Christ the King Jesuit College, thanks for coming in. Thanks for doing the great work. And I would imagine it's pretty easy for if we've got bosses out there who want to maybe contribute to find you online, or where do they find you?
Sure, they can find us at our school website, ctkjesuit.org, and we're always looking for new companies to partner with and new opportunities for our students.
Thanks for coming by, Clem.
Thanks for having me.